McAllen District 5 candidates outline priorities at public forum. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonza Tu-Lez, Texas Border Business. The McAllen Citizens League hosted a candidate forum for the McAllen City Commissioner District 5 special election, featuring Michael Follick, Mark Murray, and Felita Villarreal. The discussion, moderated by Carlos Sanchez, addressed downtown revitalization, economic development strategies, the role of the McAllen Economic Development Corporation, city administrative costs, infrastructure, public safety, and maintaining McAllen's regional standing. Each candidate presented their qualifications. Follick, a third-generation McAllen resident, businessman, and real estate developer, said he has served 25 years on city boards, including Leadership McAllen, the Civic Convention Center Advisory Board, the McAllen Chamber of Commerce, and 12 years on the Planning and Zoning Commission, 5 as chairman, along with his current role on the McAllen Economic Development Corporation. Murray, a political science professor at South Texas College for 21 years and a District 5 resident since 2012, cited his work with the McAllen Citizens League, the McAllen Housing Finance Corporation, his role as chair of the McAllen Traffic Safety Commission, his involvement with the Texas Community College Teachers Association, and his position as president of Future ORGV. Villarreal, a certified public accountant and CEO of the nonprofit VITA, said her experience includes financial analysis, work with a CPA firm, and service on nonprofit boards, the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force, and the Rio Plex Initiative. Candidates offered differing approaches to policy. Follick said his experience on city boards and as a developer positions him to attract investment, create jobs, and expand cultural opportunities, and argued that updated development codes and infrastructure are essential for growth. He pointed to his role in creating the Unified Development Code, his work with the McAllen Economic Development Corporation, and his involvement in developing the former Civic Center site as supporting examples. Murray emphasized what he described as balanced growth, warning against development that exceeds water and electrical capacity. He called for preserving McAllen's historic character, particularly downtown, and said he would represent residents free from conflicts of interest. He cited his leadership in traffic safety, his academic background in government, and his involvement in regional water discussions through Future ORGV. Villarreal focused on representation and workforce development, stating that leadership should reflect the city's diversity and remain accessible. She argued that economic growth depends on preparing residents for high-quality jobs and cited her work with VITA, the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force, and Rio Plex as evidence of that approach. Common themes included downtown revitalization, economic and workforce development, and managing growth while maintaining infrastructure capacity. Public safety, particularly in the downtown entertainment district, was also discussed as a shared priority. Differences emerged in emphasis. Murray highlighted historic preservation, Villarreal focused on accountability and financial oversight, and Follick stressed development experience and institutional knowledge. Questions covered both specific policy matters, such as zoning and public safety, and broader strategic issues. Candidates also referenced recent developments, including downtown planning efforts, public safety incidents, and economic recruitment initiatives. Following the forum, Rene Gutierrez, superintendent of McAllen ISD, presented a proposed $335 million bond for school facility improvements, stating it would not increase the current tax rate. The forum provided voters with contrasting perspectives. Follick emphasized development experience. Murray focused on measured growth and independence, and Villarreal highlighted community representation and workforce investment as key priorities.